It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Well, top of the morning to you, and happy St. Patrick's Day. I am David Craig, and this is Food Talk STL. It's a talk show about food and dining on 590 The Fan. And NCAA basketball will follow immediately. And I can tell you that the sports talk hosts here on KFNS will be talking all about Mizzou and SLU all day Monday. So 590 is the place to be from, you know, before sunup to sunset on Friday. We are here on radio, a vital, thriving medium. I don't know, the top media stories here recently have been about radio, the Rush Limbaugh controversy, and now the thing with the This American Life radio show on public radio. You can read about it, and you can hear about it. Today's content on our show, we're going to be talking about St. Patrick's Day. We have also Ligaya Figueres from Sauce Magazine, who will be visiting with us on air, live in studio in a few minutes. You can tell it's St. Patrick's Day in St. Patrick's Day in St. Louis because there are porta-johns everywhere all over downtown for the run this morning. I've done the St. Patrick's Day run, and that, I'll tell you, is a vital concern. The lines for the porta-johns, getting that all taken care of before the run begins. And I'm sure through the parade today. The parade downtown starts in just a few minutes, 11:30. The Dogtown Parade starts at 12:30. And if you're thinking about going, I mean, you still got time to get over there, but head on over because parking, I mean, even on a Saturday, it's going to be a mess. But on a work day, it's a real mess over there. Matt Grover is running things. He's handling the technical aspect of our show today. Thank you, Matt, for helping out. I will mention that we have a website. It's foodtalkstl.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter and gathering followers. Thanks, new followers. On Twitter, we're at foodtalkstl. And in our timeline, we put a lot of things in there other than just, you know, plugs for the show, although we do that. I want to say a quick hello to all the interesting folks I've met during the first few weeks of the new year out prospecting for advertisers and for content for the show. Just finding out all the things that people are doing, interesting people, interesting folks. And, you know, I hope at some point during the year we will get you guys on the show here. This week I went out to the Business Expo in St. Charles. And I'll mention here, if you're getting married this year, or maybe you've got family members who are, the people at the Chesterfield, City of Chesterfield, they have this great amphitheater out there by the mall. They're looking to book their first wedding in the amphitheater. And the rates, not too bad. Okay, the other day I was over in Soulard. I talked to Jason Green, who is the manager of John D. McGurk's. Big Irish bar there at 12th and Russell in Soulard. And I was talking to him, and I asked him, I said, Jason, tell me about St. Patrick's Day at McGurk's. And he said,
it's an exciting time for us. It's something we gear up for all year. You know, we take what we do here very seriously in terms of the Irish culture, and so this day is important to us, and we have a great time with it.
For folks who haven't been to McGurk's or haven't been here in a while, and they're saying, this is the place I want to go on St. Patrick's Day 2012, what would be your tips that you would give them?
I would say come prepared to have a great time, you know, and pull up a stool at the bar, enjoy a pint, a great corned beef sandwich, or any of our other delicious food, and you know, we have live music all day and night. Over, I guess we'll be getting close to 14 hours of live music. We've flown a band in from Dublin named Lad Lane. They've been coming to St. Patrick's Day with us for 4 years now. And Joe Stickley and Sean Cannon, who play here every Sunday night. And then joining them will be Ian Walsh and Kevin Buckley. They play here every Monday night. And they're kind of what we consider our house bands. So great time with the music, the food, and the drink, and we're looking forward to it.
Jason, on St. Patrick's Day, how warm does it have to be to put people out in the garden?
We have the entire garden enclosed. What we do just to increase our capacity here is we get a block party permit, and we close off 12th Street, put a bunch of tables out there, and have additional seating. So we want to keep the garden covered just because you never know what weather you're getting in St. Louis, as we all know.
On St. Patrick's Day, a lot of people want to have corned beef. What will you all be offering here on St. Patty's Day at John McGurk's?
our corned beef sandwich, or a variant of that, is the Reuben, which we serve an amazing Reuben. We do in the corned beef and cabbage. We have a great beef stew that's cooked in a Guinness broth. Fish and chips is always a popular one, obviously.
St. Patrick's Day is a big day for anybody in the bar or bar and grill business, but particularly for Irish places. Not to get proprietary information, but how big a day is this for you guys, like dollar-wise?
In terms of food volume alone, we probably do about double the food sales that we would do on a normal weekend night. So in terms of food, we are doing a lot more volume. And, you know, I think we do a great job getting food out in a timely manner. The customers are here to enjoy themselves with us, make a day of it. And, you know, we really just appreciate that everybody kind of understands that, you know, it's going to be a day where you might wait a little bit longer for the food, but it's certainly going to be hot and fresh, and we're going to get it out to you as prompt as possible.
Is McGurk's the first place in St. Louis that ever had Guinness on tap in recent time?
Boy, I don't know that I can claim the fame on that one, but I think just for the sake of this interview, I'm going to say yes, we are.
Volume-wise, would you guys be number one, you think, or in the top 10?
I think the last that I have checked, you know, we've always had a longstanding competition with some of the Irish pubs in Kansas City, but as far as the St. Louis area is concerned, as far as I know, we do have the highest volume again of sales in St. Louis.
I recall, I can actually remember the first time I was in here, and I said, what the heck, I'll go for a Guinness. I'd never had one. It was like a beer milkshake. There was just so much going on there.
It's my favorite beer, I'll say that. But, you know, the funny thing about Guinness is actually you can compare it to a lot of beers side by side, and it's actually a pretty low-calorie beer. You drink it, you think it's a really heavy beer that would maybe be a little different, but in fact, it's actually a fairly low-calorie beer.
Now, if somebody's going to come in and they're going to say, you know, I don't normally drink hard liquor, but it's St. Patrick's Day, what would you, as the manager of McGurk's, say, here's what I recommend?
I would recommend an Irish coffee. We make a fabulous Irish coffee here. I won't go into details on in terms of how we make ours specifically, but I will say that it's something that anybody who enjoys a coffee drink is really going to thoroughly enjoy that one.
St. Patrick's Day, parking in Soulard. Got a tip?
Not a lot of people know this, but we do own a parking lot that is just a little bit north of us. It's about a half block north of us on 12th Street. It's actually at the corner of 12th and Allen. And that's a free parking lot for any McGurk's customers. We encourage people to check that lot out.
And other than your entertainers who perform over here, you have some people who work here who are actually Irish.
Oh, yeah, certainly we do. We have a kind of a local legend. His name is John Lucky McAteer. And, boy, he's probably been here 20 years now. And, you know, he's certainly special to this place. He's kind of a local icon. And
well, tell me a little bit about Lucky. What does he do here at John McGurk's?
Well, John's a bartender at our main bar up by the stage area. You know, he always works the same bar. And like I said, he's been here 20 years. He started as a dishwasher, you know, just worked his way up over the years. And he comes from Donegal originally, and we get to have his family in from time to time. And, you know, he's got a special place in everybody's heart.
And at what point on St. Patrick's Day will you say, okay, now I'm going to have a beverage myself?
Well, I might not disclose that information, to be honest with you, but there will be a point in time when it's appropriate.
Okay. It won't be like before the doors open?
No. I got work to do before that.
Okay. Hey, Jason Green, hope you all have a great day. I'm sure you will have a great day on St. Patrick's Day here at John McGurk's.
David, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much for this opportunity in St. Louis. We hope to see you this Saturday.
Okay, that's Jason Green. He's the manager at John D. McGurk's. Yes, Irish bar manager is named Mr. Green. And a little note here to my friends at the TV stations. You guys are going to be shooting pictures of all the parades and the run and all that for your news tonight. Head over to 12th and Russell and take some pictures of the throngs that will be over there later today. Bars actually prefer when St. Patrick's Day is on a weekday than a Saturday because, you know, you get St. Patrick's Day there on a Wednesday or a Thursday or whatever, and then you get more on the weekend before or after. But this year, with St. Patrick's Day and a Saturday and the weather we have, it's going to be a great day for Irish bar, actually for all bars, I think. We'll be talking to Kevin O'Leary, who has a bar over there on Lindbergh in Sunset Hills, a little later in the show. And Lagaya Figueres from Sauce Magazine will join us next as we continue. This is Food Talk, STL, on 590 The Fan, KFNS in St. Louis. We're also online at KFNS.com. Be right back.